direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2016. Brought to you by Hims. Go make it happen with Go Vision, the new transportable video magnifier with optical character recognition and the ability to enlarge and customize files, photos, or videos from your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Hims. Lifestyle innovation. Now, here's Chansey Fleet.
I am here outside the exhibit hall with David Bradburn, who is the president of Baum USA, here to talk about some new Braille displays, updates to an existing line of Braille displays, and some low vision solutions. So let's start out with the Vario Ultra. It's been on the market for a year or two now. What is new in terms of firmware?
Yeah, hi Chelsea. So thanks. I wish we were in sunny Florida, not rainy. So Vario Ultra. Couple things that are new this year. The first is that we are showing a new beta version 1.33. We'll actually be making it available publicly, I believe, probably next week. And some of the things that are new with this release, one is that if you copy text from your note taker, you can paste it wirelessly over Bluetooth with your iPhone or other mobile device.
Oh, that is nice.
Right? You can do up to 10,000 characters, actually,
now,
when you do that.
When you do that, can you do that from grade 2 to text, or do you need to make sure you're writing in computer?
So, as far as what comes out on the phone, as long as you've got the Braille tables matching on both ends, so in other words, if you're using contracted Braille on your Vario Ultra, then you need to make sure that you are using contracted Braille or grade 2 Braille on your iPhone. And if you do, it will translate automatically and it will appear as regular text on the phone.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so the other things that we can do. We have added the ability, people have asked for this for a long time, to now remember the last reading position in all file formats. So before you could set a bookmark, perhaps, but that was about it. Mm-hmm. Now it remembers. Doesn't matter whether it's a Word file or a PowerPoint file or a PDF document, it's going to remember where you last were. So that's there. We have the ability now to, we'll have the ability with this one, to do future updates. You can actually start the update process from within the menu. So you don't have to do a four-fingered command as is currently required.
Okay, great.
Let's see. We have added the ability to do a factory reset now, which didn't previously exist. And also, we've made some changes, some might say improvements, to Bluetooth. So, as you know, the way that you have traditionally paired with other devices is to initiate the Bluetooth pairing from the Vario Ultra first, and then you enter a PIN code on the other device. Well, with version 1.33, you will now also be able to initiate pairing from within VoiceOver Braille settings in the iPhone, as you would customarily do with some of the other Braille displays out there.
Okay, and so you won't need to initiate from the Ultra side.
Correct. You can still do it the old way if you prefer, but you now have the more kind of common way of doing it.
Okay, is that iOS only for now?
No, I don't believe it is, and I say that because I've also, where I've been doing the testing, we've actually initiated Bluetooth pairing from a PC as well.
Very nice.
So it is pretty cool. And I will say that, speaking from experience, I was just actually helping a customer earlier today on the booth here at NFB, where they wanted some assistance getting Bluetooth pairing set up with their PC.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, when you initiate from Vario Ultra, it's not the Vario Ultra's fault, but on the Windows side, a little bubble comes up saying, hey, something's trying to pair with you, click here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the keyboard equivalent is or what we're supposed to be actually entering from the keyboard. It's very unreliable. So being able to initiate pairing from the PC means that you just go to Bluetooth settings on your computer, go to Bluetooth settings on your Vario Ultra, initiate from the PC, and you'll get prompted to enter a code on the Vario Ultra.
That's very nice. You can find those tooltips, but they can be a little capricious, especially in Windows 10.
Exactly.
Very nice.
So
it seems like a minor thing, but it'll make somebody's day.
Yes, we believe it will. So those are some of the kind of the bigger things in terms of version 1.33. And like I said, we're hoping to announce that next week, and that will then be available as a free download to all customers.
Okay.
Now the 1.34 is already in beta, and this is basically 1.33 with one major difference.
Okay.
It has UEB.
That's great.
Yeah. So Unified English Braille support, I'm just guessing, so don't hold me to this, but I think if we're lucky, we will hopefully have that release ready in about a month.
Excellent. it must have been a little bit of a challenge.
Not so much a challenge. Well, I mean, obviously everything's a challenge when you've got a lot of things to do. But the biggest reason for the delay truly has that they've just been focused on, there's been so many other things that we've been wanting to get done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that is actually, I mean, significant, I would say, for those people that have been affected in the past, there was an instance where sometimes when people were updating their Vario Ultra that it would sometimes freeze midway through the installation. And the only kind of fix, if you will, was for them to send the device back to us and we would fix it for them.
Whoops.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the good news is it didn't happen very often, but the fact that it happened at all was bad for those people affected.
Yep.
The good news is that with effective 1.33, if you're ever doing an update yourself, if it senses that there's going to be a problem with the file, it actually has the ability now to self-correct and it will simply abandon the installation.
Nice.
And then you're still where you were. So you don't lose anything, you just have the old version that you already had.
Good.
So we think that's going to make a big difference to a lot of people.
Have people been calling you and requesting UEB as a priority or not so much?
Not so much.
Yeah, I'm feeling that might be the case.
I can't say that people haven't asked. Certainly mm-hmm. we've had people ask. I would say that it's been requested more so from people within an education setting.
That
so teachers of the visually impaired, right? Makes sense. That, of course, you know, if they're going to be teaching Braille to students who are blind, teaching them UEB would be required.
That's got to happen.
Would be required.
Yep.
So
to line up with high-stakes testing that's coming down the pike
exactly.
and other things.
Exactly. So all that stuff's going to be good news for us. Now, of course, if you're using Vario Ultra with a screen reader such as JAWS, which already supports UEB,
mm-hmm.
then, of course, as a Braille display, your Vario Ultra is perfectly capable of displaying UEB, no problem at all.
But your tables won't match until that change if you're using UEB and you're pasting in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
So let's see. You have another Braille display that you're introducing this week.
We have a new product. It's called Vario 340. The Vario 340 is a 40-cell Braille line. There's no Braille input. It is USB only.
Oh.
There's no battery. So it's designed for someone who's going to be connecting to a computer, and pretty much that's all they're going to be doing.
Okay.
But the price is going to be very good. We expect the price to probably be somewhere in the region of $2,800
okay.
for a 40-cell display. It is smaller than a Vario Ultra 40 because we don't have the keyboard. The space bars that are at the front of the device, that angled part of the device is not there. So it's about just over two inches from front to back.
Okay.
It's really nice and compact.
And does it still have the six navigational keys that are...
It does. It has the display buttons left and right of the Braille display, which you can use, of course, for commands.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it also has the well-known Baum quality Braille cells. So the Braille quality is the same as Vario Ultra.
And where is that space bar? Oh, because there's no input. That's
exactly.
Yep, got
That's
it.
That's why it's gone. Exactly.
So when are you looking at third, fourth quarter?
It'll be third quarter, which we're already in, of course. So I think if all things are equal, we hope to have them available for sale by the end of August.
Excellent.
Yeah, so not too far to wait.
Okay, so this is out of my backyard now, but what about low vision solutions?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, so we have a couple of low vision solutions here. As some of your listeners may know, for those that use low vision devices, we are the company that makes the VisioBook. And the VisioBook is a folding, portable, battery-powered CCTV that can magnify up to 30 times and has a distance viewing camera as well. We also have the Vizio Desk here, which is functionally similar, but it has a slightly bigger screen, has a better resolution camera, it's full HD, and runs for 6 hours on battery instead of five.
Okay.
And so those are two devices that we're showing here at convention.
CCTV market has gotten pretty crowded in the last couple years. There are a lot of products out there now. So what is it that you think separates yours from the competition?
It's a great question. You're right. There is definitely a lot of competition out there. When it comes to the Vizio Book and Vizio Desk products, I think the single biggest differentiator is the portability factor. When you're not using these devices, they fold flat. And in the case of Vizio Book, it folds flat enough that you could fit it easily into a regular computer laptop type carry bag or backpack. So for taking it around school or even taking it between work and home or something like that, it's great. The other thing is that the devices also feature a movable camera. So the camera rotates around. You can either use it as a mirror. So for those with low vision that are maybe looking to apply makeup, something that I'm stopping doing now. I don't do that anymore. Maybe you're shaving, or you just need to just check your face out for some other reason. You can do that. Or you can turn the camera away from you and use it for distance viewing and look towards the board. You'd have to get a pretty substantial, and I should say probably pretty heavy and expensive, regular CCTV to get that sort of functionality. Okay. So the fact that we have this in a portable unit is great. The other thing people like is the superior battery life. There are other CCTVs, including handheld devices, that run on battery, but none of them have the battery life of the Baum displays. So the smaller unit, as I mentioned before, is 5 hours of use. The Vizio Desk is up to 6. So it's pretty substantial. And then the other thing, you know, like our other products, is, you know, is the quality construction. So, you know, we tend to use lightweight metal materials in the frame. There's no plastic in sight on these devices. And I think people just like that feel of, you know, a quality product in their hand.
Excellent. So you've been to a few of these conventions now. Do you know how many?
Oh, my gosh. Well, probably in total about 10 in terms of the NFB. But I think over a span of years, it's probably been over the last 20 years.
Wow. So what jumped out at you this year as you traveled around the exhibit hall?
So, you know, going around the exhibit hall is a rite of passage, I think, whenever anyone comes to convention. And actually, the thing that has really stuck out for me this year, and it's not a piece of technology, or at least not high tech, and that is that I heard a rumor the other day about blind tennis, and there was an exposition of that here. And I'm a tennis player, and I'm thinking, and I'm sighted, of course, but I'm a tennis player, and I'm thinking, well, how is a blind person going to play tennis? That really intrigued me. And as I'm going around all the state affiliate tables, because I always like to get my fill of dark chocolate from the Massachusetts NFB table,
yep.
And I came upon the blind athletes table, and lo and behold, I mentioned my rumor, and they say, it's true. And
how's
so they explained to me how it's done, and they told me about the 3 different levels, depending on the severity of your vision loss. Mm-hmm. And then they have a slightly different tennis ball. So we've probably all touched a tennis ball. If we've played with a dog, we've certainly probably picked one up and thrown them. Mm-hmm. Well, this ball was foam-covered. So the foam and also the larger size would help to slow it down a little bit, number
okay.
one. But then it has like a bell inside.
A bell.
And depending, yes. And then depending on your level of vision loss, you either get 1, 2, or 3 bounces of the ball before you have to try and hit it.
Oh.
Right? So if you have 3 chances, you probably get a sense of where it is. And I understand as well that the court is also modified with some kind of tactile mm-hmm. edges, so
maybe
you can kind of
tape.
See where it is. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a full-size tennis court,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you this. If at convention next year they decide to have a couple of exhibition games, I hope I get to play. We could do some mixed doubles of the vision variety. We have a sighted and a blind player against mm-hmm. another sighted and blind player. I think it would be fun.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was cool.
Marking calendars for next year.
There you go.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Chauncey.
Thank you. Oh, where can folks find out about your products?
Jeez, I'm glad one of us was paying attention. Yes, so the simplest way is, of course, to go to our website at www.baumusa.com, which is BAUMUSA.com. Oh, and one other shout out, by the way. People often tell me this about these interviews. I want to spell Vario Ultra because people often confuse how it's spelled. It's V as in Victor, V-A-R-I-O, and then U-L-T-R-A, and it's one word altogether, Vario Ultra.
Excellent.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.